Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to a brand new week. You're welcome to another time in the presence of the Lord. Today is a brand new day. It's the 28th day in the month of April 2025. The month is coming to an end, and indeed we give God all the glory, honor, and adoration for this rare privilege and the gift to be alive today. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us and wondering what you are listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. We get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is as well. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it's time for our devotion. So I want you to get your journals ready, get your Bibles ready, and let's dive into the Word of God. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Monday, the 28th day in the month of April 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, Avoiding Strife. Avoiding Strife. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 24, I Want to Be Like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 1 to chapter 2. And our memory verse is taken from James chapter 3 verse 16. James chapter 3 verse 16, which says, For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. James 3 verse 16, For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and evil work. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Genesis chapter 13 from verse 1 to 11. Genesis chapter 13 from verse 1 to 11. From verse 1 it reads, So Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev with his wife and everything he had, and Lot went with him. Abram had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. From the Negev he went from place to place until he came to Bethel, to the place between Bethel and Ai, where his tent had been earlier, and where he had first built an altar. There Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who was moving about with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, but the land could not support them while they stayed together, for their possessions were so great that they were not able to stay together, and quarreling around between Abram's elders and Lot's. The Canaanites and Perizzites were also living in the land at the time, so Abram said to Lot, Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between our herders and mine, for we are close relatives. Is not the old land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I will go to the right. If you go to the right, I will go to the left. Lot looked around and saw the old plain of the Jordan towards Zoar was well watered, like the gardens of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the old plain of Jordan and set out towards the east. The two men parted company. Abram
lived in the land of Canaan, while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tent near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and sinning greatly against the Lord. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, "Look around from where you are to the north and south, to the east and west. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go, walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you." So Abram went to near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he pitched his tent. There he built an altar to the Lord. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again, our topic says, avoiding strife. Strife is dangerous. It damages relationships and destroys homes, especially when it is allowed to linger. When Abraham took his nephew Lot with him to the land, God promised him he didn't think that issues will arise between them. Lot enjoyed God's blessings because of Abraham. Yet he wasn't wise enough to tell his herdsmen to honor and respect Abraham's herdsmen. Despite this, Abraham didn't get offended. Instead, he settled the issue with Lot amicably. He called Lot and said, "Please let there not be strife between us, for we are brethren." Abraham valued his relationship with God and his brotherhood with Lot above the issues they were having. He even humbled himself and asked Lot to choose where he wished to go first. Abraham understood something many people do not understand. He knew that whenever you allow strife, you give room to the devil. During a Festival of Life event at RCCG in London, a Polish couple that had been waiting for the Lord for the fruit of the womb shared the testimony of how God blessed them with a child. When the husband was sharing his testimony, because English is not his native language, he said, "Last year I came from Poland to the minister's conference because somebody told me that anybody the GO touches becomes pregnant. My wife was sitting next to me and she said jokingly, 'Don't touch me, I don't want another pregnancy.' While we were able to laugh about what the man said, because we understood his background. It could also have been misunderstood because of what touches in that context could imply. Indeed, there are more complex cases where misunderstandings can arise between two people because of one or both of the parties are not taking account of the background of the other party as they relate with them. Beloved, to consider people's backgrounds when relating with them, this will help you to avoid unnecessary misunderstandings. There are people who, because of where they are from and the fact that I am old enough to be their parents or grandparents, when they come to see me, I expect them to prostrate. Whereas there are others who, because of where they are from, I do not expect them to prostrate. In fact, I am surprised if they do. What is a greeting to someone may seem like an insult to you. And if you regard your greeting as an insult, you will develop unnecessary anger and strife, which will give room for Satan. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says, avoid strife like a plague. It is a doorway to the devil. Avoid strife like a plague. It is a doorway to the devil. Thanks for joining us and thanks for staying tuned today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisefathersradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.